Yeah, dude.
Good morning, 7:13 in Sprock. It's Hunter.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. Doing real good. Doing great.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I finally got some Mountain Dew in me. Because that stupid
vending machine listened to you, huh?
Yeah. You still, though, I had to, I almost said something I don't think I can. I had to, get my arm up in there to get, because these soda bottles aren't made for it. Okay? Yeah. It's an old piece of garbage vending machine, so these soda bottles get hung up in there a lot, so you have to sit there and hit it, and then get your arm, elbows deep in there, like you're trying to pull a calf out. Anyway, I got it now. I'm fine. It's good.
You'll be all right, man.
I'll be okay. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
Debt
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump Debt Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Sorry.
Vending machine really does have you flustered.
According to a new study, playing golf helps you live longer.
You're damn right, son. That's why you do it.
Researchers found that people who golf at least once a month decrease their risk of premature death by 10%.
Wow.
Hunter, you're going to live till 1,000.
1,000 years old once a month.
Once a month.
What about three times a week?
They say that golf is obviously good for older people because it's not very, it's good if you get out and walk, not if you're out on the golf cart smoking cigarettes and drinking beer. But if you go out and walk the course, I think maybe that's what they mean. It doesn't specify. Because I don't think the kind of golfing that I do is making my life
You're probably
longer.
Counteracting it a little bit, but you know what?
Just maybe I'm breaking even.
Yeah, you're breaking even. You're going to die when you're going to die.
I'm not going to die sooner, but I'm not going to die any later.
Right.
Okay.
You're just kind of riding the line.
Die when I'm supposed to die.
Yeah. I think being out in the elements, being out in nature, getting fresh air, I think if you're just out on the course, it counts for something.
So the next time the wifey gives you crap for going golf, be like, what? Don't you want me to live longer?
There you go.
You're trying to murder me. Murder me, you murderer.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Murderer. That's all you got to say is, honey, I'm trying to live longer
you. You're trying to kill a golf legend.
Yeah. How's that feel? Murderer. So if you want to live longer, hit the links. You'll live longer.
Oh, I can't wait, Brock. I cannot wait.
A new dog collar translates your dog's barks into cuss words. The cuss collar, which retails for $60, allows your pet to tell you exactly what's on their mind. Was this developed by me?
I was going to say, what's your dog? I think he just swears regardless. He doesn't need the...
Well, see, I don't know if I like this.
Yeah.
Because, when let's say that someone knocks at the door, the dog goes nuts. I don't need that person hearing beep, 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 all these swear words. Cause then I'm going to answer the door and be like, that wasn't me. It was the dog. They'll be like, yeah, sure it was.
It's your pastor at the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with your dog? And why is he swearing at me? You need to bring your dog to church.
This is terrible. That's a devil dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime there's a noise, I'm just going to hear the dog. Damn ass. Crap. Except worse. Yeah. So, would you ever buy something for your cat that changes the meows to words?
No, not unless they're real words. Not until that machine comes out where it translates.
Here's the thing is that I don't want to know what my dog is thinking because it's just, weird. Mm-hmm. I just wish there's some way I could just it would be different if the dog could understand me. If my words were translated into barks, the dog understood. So I could tell him look, just we're going to be right back. Don't freak out. Just calm down.
Quit pooping in the house.
Yeah, we're going to come back for you. I swear to God. Or when it's hey, let's go outside. Let's go outside. Come on. And then they're just
what do you want me to do?
What? Wait, do you want me to go back to my room? No, I want you to go outside. And then when it's time to come back in.
Yeah.
That's what we need. We don't need collars that translates barks into swear words. We need a piece that translates our words into what they understand.
I think they got it right the first time with a shock collar.
Yeah.
Stop barking.
You ever had one of those on?
No, I haven't.
They're not that bad.
No?
I put one on. It's more like a...
Yeah.
It doesn't really... It's not like a...
But just imagine you, but a fourth of the size.
And my dog's pretty fat.
Yeah.
Well, my pug has a lot of fat around his neck.
He's pretty puggy.
He does, I don't think he'd notice it. I don't know.
You turn that thing up to 10,000.
It's like the fence in Jurassic Park. Yeah, no, I had one. I did it. It was a bark collar, and I was just like, rawr, rawr, and it didn't do anything, so I gave a little deeper. Rawr.
I have a feeling you did that for a radio show.
I did not. Actually, no. I just did it out drinking with a friend one night.
Oh, come on,
I
man.
Actually, you know what I should have told? I should. Oh, yeah, it's for a radio bit. Huh? It was for work.
Oh, what's worse? Is the fence worse? The invisible
fence is way worse.
Invisible fence?
Oh, invisible fence? I don't know. I never did that. Hmm. But electric fence, that's worse.
Yeah.
But I don't know how
you
bad.
You peed on one of those.
Yeah.
Things.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
For God's sakes, Brock.
I'm curious like a cat.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. You know, my friends call me Whiskers. Because I'm curious like a cat. So, anyway.
Be careful. You're going to pass away by something stupid.
It's going to be a hilarious story, though. You guys will be able to tell it.
Wait, what do you do?
I will live in infamy. Is that right? Yeah, that works.
Something like that.
The Morning Dub. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today. 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com.